Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning the inner hunger, the inner longing, the inner emptiness that an individual experiences within their spirit. Hungering for the truth, desiring to know the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies that hunger, for Jesus is the truth, beloved. And he will satisfy the thirst of the human spirit, for he is the water of life. He offers the water of life to all who will believe in him and accept him as Savior. We're delighted you've turned your radio dial to join us here once again, and I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to the book of Genesis chapter 3. And those of you who have a New Testament, if you'll get your Bible, you can turn to the book of 1 John. 1 John, right in front of the book of Revelation, some little short books, and one of them is 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. That's where we presently are studying from, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, and also Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. The first book of the Bible, and right almost to the last book of the Bible, 1 John chapter 2. Now, today, we're picking up where we left off last time. And incidentally, quickly, may I give you our mailing address for those of you who do not have a Bible or do not have a New Testament. You can earn a Bible by taking the first four lessons of our Bible correspondence course, which is a free Bible correspondence course. Once you complete all four of those lessons, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. For those of you who do not have a New Testament, it will be our joy to mail to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you other Christian literature. We'll send you an outline of Praying on the Whole Armor of God and other Bible study material. We'll send you some gospel tracts. We'll send you a prayer card with our picture. We'll send all of these materials to you in a packet, free and postage paid. Our mailing address is Bob, that's capital B-O-B, Bob, and then capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob, B-O-B, then capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, and then the next line you'll put a capital P period, capital O period, and then capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box, and the number 825, post office box 825. The next line of the address is Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, then capital C, capital O, period. That stands for Colorado, the state we live in. And then our zip code is very important. 81137-0825. That's the zip code. And of course, on the last line, you'll put United States of America. That's very important, so the post office will know what country your letter is to be sent to. Now today, as we look into the Word of God once again, we're studying there concerning all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life from 1 John 2. And in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. We see these three things involved in the sin of Eve and her deception. The lust of the eye, the food looked, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the fruit looked good for food. Secondly, the lust of the eye. It appealed to the eye. It was pleasant to the eyes. First, the lust of the flesh. It looked like it would satisfy the flesh. The body would enjoy this. Secondly, it appealed to the eyes. It was pleasant to look at. It looked attractive. It looked pretty. And how Satan often uses the lust of the eye to draw people into doing that which is evil and that which is wrong and that which is contrary to the right and to the good. And pornography. This is a multi-billion-dollar business in the world today where people buy pictures of naked women in order to lust after them. The lust of the eye. Movies operate on the lust of the eye. Television, magazines, newspapers, lustful looks, all of these have to do with the eye. And looking at what someone else has and coveting it, desiring to have what someone else has. The lust of the eye. And then thirdly, the pride of life. The pride of life. Eve saw that it would make one wise. It would make one to know good and evil. It would make one wise. It appealed to the pride of life. And this is the third thing that Satan uses today to draw people into evil activity. The pride of life. Pride is what causes arguments. Pride is what causes people to be puffed up. Pride is what causes people to feel like they're better than somebody else. Pride is what causes people to look down on someone else and think they're superior to someone else and they're better than what someone else is. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6 talks about ordaining a man for the ministry, to be a pastor, and to serve in a church. And in 1 Timothy 3:6, the Bible warns, not a novice. The word a novice means one who is not grounded in the Word of God, one who has not been a Christian very long. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. You see, pride was what caused Satan to fall from the exalted position that God had placed Satan in. God gave Satan an exalted position in his kingdom, and Satan became proud because of his beauty. He became proud because of the position that he had, and he decided he would overthrow God and would become God himself. This caused the fall of Satan and the condemnation that came upon Satan and the judgment of God. And so he says that a novice is one that if he's ordained and given the call of a pastor and given the job of a preacher or in a position of authority, there's the danger of being lifted up with pride and thinking, I'm something special, and thus falling into the judgment and the condemnation and the sin that goes along with pride. God hates pride because of sin, the sin that pride causes. And Proverbs in the middle of the Bible, after the book of Psalms, says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And beloved, that's so very, very true. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit, one feeling haughty and feeling superior to someone else and looking down on someone else, some other nationality or some other person in around you because of their position financially. Many people that are rich in the things of this world feel superior to other people and are lifted up with pride, and it's to their own hurt. And so we see these three sins were involved in the sin of Eve and her rebellion and disobedience against Almighty God. And so what's the result of sin? the result of sin, again verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, this is Genesis 3 and verse 6, she took of the fruit thereof. She reached out and disobeyed God and took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and then gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. How many times when you or I do something that we know's wrong, we like to get somebody else involved in our wrongdoing. We invite somebody else to be involved in our wrong action and our wrong activity. And this is the first thing that Eve did. She took of the fruit and then she gave to her husband, and he took of the fruit. Now, the Bible makes it clear that Adam was not deceived. Adam should have stopped Eve. Adam was there apparently with Eve, and he should have stopped her. Or maybe Eve was deceived and fell into the sin before Adam came up, and she then gave the fruit to Adam. But the Bible does say, with her. With her. So apparently Adam was there with her, and yet he partook of the fruit, knowing that it was a direct act of rebellion and disobedience to God. That's why Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. Yes, beloved, by one man. God didn't blame Eve, he blamed Adam, because Adam was not deceived. Eve was completely fooled and deceived and beguiled by Satan, as we've already seen in previous scriptures. But Adam was not deceived. And thus he disobeyed God. Again, he did not stop her. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14 says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And as I've already told you, Romans 5:12, and then you could jot down this reference if you can't get to it in time, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Yes, beloved, because of that first man's disobedience to God and sin entering in, and the wages of sin is death. That was the penalty God told Adam and Eve would be the result of their sin, would be death. And so by one man it came into the world. Till next time, goodbye.